I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, July 27. Coming up, Prime Minister calls on world leaders to focus on four critical challenges to growth. Jamaica lauded on efforts to fight human trafficking and Rio Bueno village expansion to benefit the economy. The news in detail after this message.
It's summer and the kids are home while you are working. Are they spending? Remind them to switch off the lights, keep the fridge door closed, and turn off the TVs, fans, air conditioner, and any other appliance when they're not in use. You're in charge. When they conserve energy, you save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has called on world leaders to focus on four critical areas to enable sustainable and inclusive economic development for all. During his historic address to world leaders at the 10th BRICS Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa today, Prime Minister Holness said leaders should enhance productivity, engage in trade, address climate change and ensure social protection, inclusion and the empowerment of people. The Prime Minister says trade is essential for small economies to grow, adding that small island developing states must reduce their exposure to the effects of climate change.
Moving towards a sustainable future requires a determination to build resilience in the way we plan and build our infrastructure. We join and reiterate the BRICS call for all countries to fully implement the Paris Agreement and for developed countries to provide financial, technological, and capacity-building support to developing countries in this regard.
Prime Minister Holness says Jamaica and CARICOM are ready to work with the global community in support of global unification and economic prosperity. Mr. Holness wrapped up his working visit to South Africa on Friday afternoon. Jamaica's international development and diplomatic partners have commended the government on efforts to fight human trafficking. Head of the European Union EU delegation, Ambassador Malgorzata Wasilewska, while pledging the EU's continued support to Jamaica, has called for increased vigilance and reporting of suspected cases of human trafficking.
The European Union continues to encourage the government to do everything in its power to stop this horrific crime and stands ready to support efforts to protect the human rights and the dignity of all persons. But we don't just talk about it. We actively support initiatives and activities to bring this barbaric practice to an end.
Ambassador Wasilewska was speaking at the recent National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons NATFATIP International Human Trafficking Conference in Trelawney. Jamaica retained a Tier 2 ranking in the latest human trafficking report published by the U.S. State Department. According to NATFATIB, from 2010 to 2018, more than 750 anti-trafficking operations were conducted, resulting in 82 victims being rescued, 30 suspected traffickers arrested, and the dismantling of three prostitution rings. Meanwhile, 72 recommendations geared at boosting the country's response to trafficking in persons have come out of a two-day inaugural international conference hosted in Trelawney, July 25 to 26. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice and Chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, says the recommendations will be added to a revised plan of action document to be submitted to Cabinet for approval.
Many of the recommendations would actually require us to build on existing work that we are doing, and in some instances formalize existing relationships.
Among the recommendations are the establishment of an effective needs and security assessment mechanism to properly screen clients and guide technical staff, development of stronger partnerships with the media, academia, and Bureau of Gender Affairs, and increased mechanisms for building awareness and sensitization. Mrs. Palmer says the new action plan will include establishing partnerships with academia to improve the capacity of Jamaica's key anti-trafficking stakeholders in the area of social media, the internet, and new technologies. And Minister of Tourism Edmond Bartlett says the expansion of the Rio Nuevo village in St. Mary will help to further diversify Jamaica's tourism product. He notes that with more persons traveling for experiences, the expanded attraction will make the island a sought-after destination in the heritage tourism market and allow Jamaica to retain more of the tourism dollar.
Heritage tourists spend 38% more per day and stay 34% longer than traditional tourists. Visitors easily seek out heritage attractions like Rio Nuevo Village in their quest for more authentic and engaging Jamaican experience.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the launch of the Rio Nuevo Village rafting and kayaking attraction in St. Mary earlier this week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.